level ground, with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. And raising his eyes toward his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord. Water. We are surrounded by it. It is necessary for our survival. Without water, we would be dehydrated and eventually die. Water gives life to gardens and plants. Water satisfies. Water refreshes. Water cleanses. Water also has a spiritual nature to it. In the waters of baptism, we are washed clean of original sin. In the waters of baptism, we are welcomed into the family of God. In the waters of baptism, we become God's beloved sons and daughters. The seed of faith is planted, a seed that is sprung into being from the beginning of time. Because God creates us and chooses us as his own, because God loves us before we are born, because God desires relationship with us, a relationship that God initiates and then is confirmed in the waters of baptism, waters that sanctify, waters that cleanse, waters that create anew. God creates his people Israel, and he plants the seed of faith in them. The seed takes root, and he continues to water the seed, so that the leaves might stay green, so that they might bear fruit, so that they might continue to have hope in the Lord. They receive water to strengthen and renew them, but theirs is a different kind of water. Their water is the promise God makes to them that he will never abandon them. Their water is the words of Jeremiah the prophet as he reminds them of the hope found in God. Their water is God's presence among them. As they continue to receive their water, their strength, they continue to grow in their relationship with God. Not only that, but they also continue to see God alive and at work in their midst, and they are able to see the face of God in the people they encounter. At times, however, the people of Israel refuse the strength that is provided to them. They think that they don't need it to survive. They think that they will be fine without it. They think that it won't matter if they refuse it in these handful of instances. As they continue to go without their water, they begin to lose their trust and hope in God. As they continue to go without their water, they begin to turn away from God. As they continue to go without their water, they live a life that is not in accordance with the seed of faith planted within them. As they find themselves in the desert, in the drought and dryness, there is God. There is God, first of all, speaking through his prophet Jeremiah, who who then shows himself to his people once again. As he shows himself, he offers them anew their water that will allow them to take root again, their water that will restore what is lost, their water that will guide them back to hope and trust in God. The seed of faith is nourished once again. Just as it is on the brink of dying, it buds forth for all to see. Our seed of faith is planted in baptism, and along the journey, God nourishes our seed so that it can continue to grow and bloom and blossom. God nourishes it as we come to Mass and receive the Eucharist. God nourishes it as we receive an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in confirmation. God nourishes it as we come to him in prayer and seek to renew our relationship with him. As the seed continues to grow, so also does our love for God and neighbor grow. As the seed continues to grow, we become more receptive to God, to what God wishes to give us. As the seed continues to grow, we see more clearly God's plan for our lives. However, we are not always receptive to receiving the water, the help God provides. Sometimes we think we can go without it just this one time. As we decide to refuse the help God offers us, as we decide not to take time for prayer, as we decide not to help the person who is before us, as we decide to satisfy our own needs and desires, rather than the needs of family and friends, as we decide to turn to worldly things instead of turning to God, we slowly turn off the water supply to the seed of faith within us. After the first time we refuse it, we might not realize anything. Over time, however, as we continue to reject what God offers us, we begin to fall away from God. We begin to see less and less the importance of God in our lives, until one day we realize we are drying out, searching for something we once had, searching for that which satisfies, searching for the God who loves us before we are born and who plants the seed of faith in us and waters it throughout the journey of faith. Once again, we receive the help God offers us. Once again, we are surrounded by God's love and mercy. Once again, we are continuing to grow and bloom and blossom. Everywhere we look, God is offering us water. The water that gives us new life and baptism is the water that renews and refreshes us along the journey. God invites us to continually thirst for that which he gives us. When we come here to Mass and present ourselves before the Creator of the universe and offer ourselves, we are emptying ourselves so that we can be filled back up, so that we can be filled back up to go back out into the world, to go back to our homes and places of work, and to live as if we've been changed, as if we've been watered, as if we are a different person because of God's presence and action in our lives. We don't come here to go through the motions. We don't come here just to simply fulfill an obligation. We don't come here because we have nothing better to do. We come here to be renewed. We come here to be refreshed. We come here to be cleansed. We come here because of our relationship with the God who loves us and redeems us. We come here to worship God. And in return, the God who loves us and redeems us sends us forth with the water that satisfies our thirst, all the while giving us the desire to thirst for more, to long to come back here, to continually have the seed of faith nourished, the seed of faith planted in baptism, the seed of faith that continues to grow and bloom and blossom as we continue to walk the journey of faith that ultimately leads to life with God in heaven for all of eternity.